Hello, hello! Happy New Year!
Hey, you made it over.
You made it over to another year. You crossed over.
And so did we. And we thank God for this opportunity to say Happy New Year to you. And we look forward to all that this year is going to bring in our marriage. And we pray that you're in agreement, that you're looking forward to what it's going to bring in your marriage or your future marriage.
That's it. It's your favorite podcast, Making Love Better, with your favorite people, Marvin and
Lila. Listen, we realize it's been a moment since we've joined here.
But just a little bit.
Just a little bit, but we are here.
We're back.
We are back
and stronger.
And stronger
than ever.
Than ever. And again, we are looking forward to sharing with you again on this platform so that you can continue to be encouraged and you can continue your commitment to making love better.
So we really miss you guys. We want to check in and see how you all are doing. How are you all doing this fifth day in the new year? Okay.
Sounds like
we got good vibes there. So yeah, that's good.
Sounds like everyone's doing well.
All right.
That's
then
a great way to start the year, because again, the way that we started, we understand that it sets the pace and the direction for the way things will potentially go as we continue to move on.
That's it, because this podcast is to do what? Help make you better.
Yes, and as you become better, guess what happens? It will
trickle down.
It will vibrate throughout your relationship. More specifically, it will vibrate throughout the marriage.
Throughout your children's children. It will trickle down all the way from generation to generation.
Yes, and even it will spill over into your communities, into your neighborhoods, into the regions. And it's just, you know, it's amazing how marriage can impact so many areas of our lives.
That's true. That's why you have to create an atmosphere with God. You have to set the atmosphere with God. You have to set the tone. So you really have to set the tone. You really have to set the pace for the new year so you can go through the year with positive, but also productive energy.
Yeah, and I tell you, and that is a very intentional thing, because sometimes we can allow ourselves to be so moved by our eyes, our ears, what's going on the inside, our emotions, that it can carry us away. But we're here today bearing good news. We want to come forth along as, just say, marriage coaches, if you will, on today, to encourage you to preset, begin to work your mind so that you're developing a marriage mindset for victory this year. Did you hear that? You're going to begin to establish in your mind, you're going to preset it. We're only a few days into this new year, so we're going to preset our mind, and we're going to set it on victory.
Yes.
Can you say victory?
Victory.
Yes, marriage victory. Now, that's not to say that we don't acknowledge when things are difficult and there are challenges, because we understand that.
We do.
We live in a fallen world.
Yeah, and so things happen.
Things do happen. Mm-hmm. Not all days are going to be good days, and you can acknowledge that. But even as we move through those most challenging times, we can use our presetting to help us to move through those times with more strength, with more grace, and with more courage. So we get to acknowledge, again, that this is hard, this is difficult, but yet too, we allow our strength, we allow God's grace, and we allow the courage that we possess to push us through it.
So let's get started with our confessions, with our affirmations, so that we can set the tone, we can set the pace for this year.
And so before we get started, I want to let them know. So here's the thing, you guys. We realize there's power in words.
Words are powerful. Yes.
But we also realize that words are activated by our what? By our tongue.
By our tongue.
So death and life.
Here it comes. Let me get a drum. You already know what scripture is coming.
Death and life is in the power of the tongue.
It's in the power of the tongue.
So with that being said, again, we're going to intentionally use our tongue. We're making the decision to use our tongue to establish us in strength and fortitude as we begin this year, so that we can reap the fruit of what it is that our tongue is confessing.
That's it.
So with that, we make declarations. We make proclamations. You know, there's been seasons in our lives where, you know, things have been really, really difficult, really, really challenging. Seasons where we were challenged financially. Season where we were challenged with commitment. And it was, again, holding on to God's word, holding on to hope.
Holding on to that lifeline.
Holding on to that, to the lifeline.
Which is Christ.
You know, that got us through it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was, you know, just the proclamation. You know what? Things are going to get better. Sometimes it was things such as you got more going for you than you have going against you. So this is what we want to give you today, not necessarily those declarations, but we do want to provide you with declarations and confessions that you can begin to speak over your marriage this day, but also in the days to come.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. So let's get started with our affirmations. The first one is My marriage
is getting better
and better
and better
every day.
Every day.
Can you believe that? Don't just say it just to be saying it. You actually have to believe that every day your marriage is getting better and better.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Next one. My marriage
is established
in righteousness and oppression
is far from it.
It's not even close.
And you know, and you may say, oh, but that's not true. I'm being downtrodden. Oh my God, you don't have a clue what's happening. You know, we've just come into this new year and I've gotten my bank statement, I've gotten my credit card statement. And, you know, Christmas was nice, but oh, now I'm suffering the repercussion of that. But listen, this is what we do know again. A lot of times, the way that we feel about a thing will determine, again, our reality. So we want to encourage you again to know, to make the declaration that, you know what, I may not have an answer right now, but oppression is still far
it's
from
me. It's still far from me. Because you want to speak into your marriage, even if it don't look like you want to speak where you want to be.
Yes.
If you constantly keep speaking where you want to be, guess what? It'll catch up.
You'll end up at that destination.
Yes, you will. We are firm believers of that. The next one. My marriage
is healed
by the stripes of Marvin and Lot.
No.
I got you off guard. My marriage
is healed
by the stripes
of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's no other name.
Hallelujah.
No other name.
Yes. We're not gonna go to church on you all, but I tell you, this is what we know. If you begin to you off establishing yourself on truth, it will take you much farther.
Much farther. Lord,
let your grace
and favor
increase
in my marriage.
My God.
It's not the fact that you need a better paying job or you need more money. Ask for grace and favor. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you it'll go a longer way.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I am crucified.
With Christ.
In my marriage. You know, that's the big one right there. I am crucified with Christ in my marriage, which means something is going to have to die. Not just weekly, but it's going to have to die daily. And we you've been married long enough. You know that little stuff that you have to hang, not just little stuff, big stuff too, that you have to crucify on the cross daily in order to have a better marriage.
Yeah, and I tell you, crucifixion is not a pretty thing.
It's not. It's not.
You know, it's not something that we're all raising our hands for. But I tell you, the fruit thereof is glory.
Yeah.
The fruit thereof is glory. When we refuse to die, not literally, of course, but that is coming too. But when we refuse to surrender our will and our desires for the sake of the marriage, then we suffer the consequences thereof. Because what happens is now we're operating with more of selfishness. And marriage does not work well when there's selfishness.
My goodness, my goodness. I take authority.
I take authority.
Over every demon.
Over every demon.
That is released.
That is released.
Against my marriage.
Against my marriage.
There's no way demons can be in marriage.
Ah. Huh? Yeah.
You have to take the authority.
Yes, yes. Any spirit that's operating that's outside of Christ, the will of God, we realize it's a spirit from the kingdom of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So we realize that what we want in our marriage, we want what? Light. We want light and we want it more abundantly.
Yes. Lord.
Lord.
Turn
every curse
spoken against my marriage.
Spoken against my marriage.
Into a blessing.
Into a blessing.
We ought to hear y'all turning flips. who else can turn a curse into a blessing but God?
Yes.
That thing that was intended for the harm you, that thing that was intended to derail you, that thing that was tend to embarrass you, that thing was to tend to degrade you. Guess what? God is going to turn that curse into a blessing. And next time we hear from you, your testimony being Marvin and Lila, that thing turned into a blessing.
Yes.
I was blessed that we went through that because it showed up new ideas and new things in our lives.
Yeah, and it uncovered, you know, areas that needed to be strengthened.
My God.
And it also revealed things that were already strengthened that you know, helps us to move through various seasons.
Yes. I speak to every mountain.
I speak to every mountain.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
And I command.
And I command.
And I command.
I command.
It to be removed.
It to be removed.
And cast.
And cast.
Into the sea.
Into the sea.
You got that authority. You have that power. You can speak to Stone Mountain. You can speak to Mount Everest and tell them, Mount Everest, Stone Mountain, be cast into the sea. And guess what? It'll do it.
Yes. So that means that, you know, when you are feeling like your back is up against the wall and things are so massive and it seems like you and your spouse are not in agreement, listen, use your power and authority to call things into order. Open your mouth and declare what God says. He says you're blessed. So guess what? You agree with him.
Yep.
He says you're more than a conqueror. So guess what? You agree with him. Your marriage, you, your children, your household, you're more than conquerors. You agree.
You agree.
You agree that you're going to flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Yep, that's it.
You agree.
That's it. That's
Even
it.
Though you may not have anyone else around you agreeing, you come into agreement with heaven.
And guess what? That palm tree right now might look like a little scrub.
Ah.
But guess what? Call it a palm tree. Call it a cedar in Lebanon and watch what happens. Next one and the last one is I enjoy
laughing,
growing,
and learning,
and having fun in my marriage.
In my marriage.
Come on. So loosen up this year. Look, come on. Get a back massage. Get a back rub. Go to a masseuse or let them give you a massage and readjust your back and enjoy each other.
Yes, I like that. And I hope you was able, to see yourself laughing, see yourself growing, see yourself expanding and having fun. sometimes, you know, you see marriages and you see folks, they're together, but it seems so uptight.
It looked like a prune. No, okay.
Not a prune.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they look more.
Maybe a raisin.
Maybe more look.
A raisin is smaller than a prune. So.
I was thinking more in prison, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, we don't want that. That's not the best example, portrait of what God has in mind as to how he wants us to showcase his goodness. So I pray that you're able to get this in your heart and your mind.
Yes.
That you're able to feel yourself laughing. You're able to see yourself growing. That you can feel yourself stretching, right? And you can feel yourself enjoying being in the presence of your spouse.
Yeah, because that laughing and growing and learning, it should be fun. Mm. It shouldn't be, oh, I don't really want to do this. No, make it fun. Because those four ingredients, I guarantee you, will help make love better.
All right, you guys.
I'm Marvin.
And I am Dr. Lila, and we're checking out. And we look forward to seeing you on the next time. And again, make these decorations. And we encourage you to play this podcast over and over until you get them deep down into your heart and your soul.
All right. So until next time. And don't wait so long next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So until next time, make love better.
If this podcast has been a blessing to you, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review. And join forces with us to preserve marriages by sharing this podcast with family and friends. And remember to visit us on our website at Make a Better Marriage.